Say, Andy, look at our new little baby there, Amos Andrews.
Yeah, she's cute, all right. Let me see if I can get her to say something. Amos Andrews, say something to your godfather. What'd she say?
Well, let me tell you, Andy. She says it's the biggest news ever. It's new 1950 Rinso with Solium, a full year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. But more about that in a few minutes. Now, Lever Brothers Company and new 1950 Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Well, this morning a visitor appeared at the home of the Kingfish and Sapphire Stevens. It was Sapphire's brother, Leroy. The Kingfish hasn't heard the news yet and is just arriving home.
Well, hello there, honey. What's new?
Oh, George, I got the most wonderful surprise for you. My brother Leroy arrived from California this morning.
What? Goofy here again? Sapphire, did you realize that this is the second time in 6 months that he done come here?
Well, what's wrong with that, George?
What's wrong with that? Why, even the bubonic plague don't come but once a year, you know.
George, why did you dislike Leroy so much?
Because he's dumb, that's why. He's one of the dumbest above all your relatives. And the competition's pretty tough, too.
George. Leroy's got normal intelligence. He ain't dumb.
Listen, Sapphire, if there was a Nobel Prize for stupidity, we'd have a celebrity on our hands. What time did the goof get you?
George, not so loud.
All right.
Leroy's resting in the bedroom. I want you to go in and say hello to him, and I want you to be nice. Do you understand?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll be nice to him.
Well, all right. Go on in then, George.
Okay. Well, Leroy.
Hello there, brother-in-law. Glad to see you.
Leroy, what's the matter with your ear there?
I've been in your icebox, Kingfish, and I got a little frostbitten.
Glad to see you in town, Leroy. Tell me, did you get a round-trip ticket?
No, I didn't, George. I'm on my way through. You see, I've been making pretty good money around the country, and I was just offered a wonderful job down in South America.
Whoa, going down South America, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't guess we'll ever see you again. laughing to drown my sorrow, Leroy.
I just going down there for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, 2 years.
Say, George, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Oh, sure.
I got 100 shares of stock with me, the Fleetwood Oil Company. It ain't worth much now, but it might be someday.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you'd put it in your safe deposit vault and hold it till I get back.
Oh, I'll be glad to keep the stock for you.
Well, here it is, George.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is goodbye for a while. I'll be leaving for South America tomorrow.
Yeah, well, remember now, boy, I'll be thinking of you. And if you get sick down there in the jungle, be sure and send me all your possessions. After all, you don't want your money to be buried on foreign soil, you know.
Yeah, well, I go in and get washed up for supper.
Yeah, go on, hit yourself a lick. Okay, Leroy. 100 shares of worthless stock, and he's going to be gone for 2 years. Ain't no sense in letting this stock gather dust. I could sell this stock to Andy, and when Leroy come back from South America, I just tell him somebody left the door open at the bank vault and stuff done gone. Come in, brother Andy, come in. Oh,
hiya, Kingfish.
Yeah, be with you in just a minute, Andy. I'm just doing some figuring here with my money. 7 million, 8 million, 10 million.
That's money, Kingfish?
Yeah, just trying to compute my possible income for the next 2 years. The way it looks, I was able to compute as much as $10,000 there.
Where are you going to get that kind of money anyway, Kingfish? You ain't been tapping no wires, has you?
No, Andy, I got some oil stock that just discovered oil on the property, you see.
No fooling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me this, Kingfish. How'd you know enough to buy that stock before they struck the oil?
Well, I was lucky, Andy. A cowboy friend of mine was riding out on the Texas range, out on the desert, and he knew there was going to be oil discovered there.
How'd he know that?
Well, simple, Andy. When the first crop of cactus bloomed this season, it come up greasy.
Well, that's a good sign, all right.
Well, that was a good sign. You can't miss. That's the geologist stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it just goes to show you. I done had some oil stock about 5 years ago, and I didn't make a penny on it.
Well, it looks like to me, Annie, you done invested in the wrong kind of oil well. Yeah. You see, there's two kinds. There's the gushers and the oozers. You must have had a oozer, Andy.
Yeah, well, the thing oozed me out of $300. I know that.
Well, you've been getting oozed already in the oil business. I tell you, Andy, this stock, though, that I got is the smartest buy I ever made.
Yeah, well, tell me this. Where did you ever get the money to buy this stock in the first place, Kingfish?
Where did I get the money to buy the stock? Now, that's a good question, and I'm going to give you a good answer for it now. Well, I tell you, Andy, for the last couple of years, the unemployment office has been taking $2 a week out of my check. And I imagine I just managed to save a little nest egg.
Do they do that for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's known as the Save As You Loaf plan. That's what they call it.
Well, I got to look into that, you know. I ain't getting no younger.
I know.
You know, I wish I could get my hands on some of that stock.
Well, and I got about 50,000 shares of it myself. I guess I could spare you 100 shares at $1 a share. I ain't much on figuring. I think that would come to around $100, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay, it's a deal, Kingfish.
Oh, thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Well, now, here's the stock, Andy. Now, I'll go on down to the bank with you so you can pay me the money.
Yeah.
Of course, there ain't no hurry about it. We can walk in. He's running down there.
No. Well, now, listen, you is sure that this is a good proposition, ain't you, Kingfish?
Oh, of course it is, Andy. The Fleetwood oil wells will bring you in 4,000 barrels of crude oil a day.
Hmm.
Oh, that's really make you a big man.
Oh, yeah. I'm liable to wind up being the crudest oil man in the country.
Well, I got $100 in my pocket and give Andy the stock. I'm really in good shape here.
I say, Brother Kingfish.
Come on in, Lightning. What do you want?
I got a telegram to come to the lodge hall here for your brother-in-law, Leroy. And they sent it care of you.
Give me the telegram, Layton, and get on out here.
Yes, I'll whiz on out.
I've got to open it, sir. Might be something important. Let me see what I say here. Latest drilling operations brought in 5 wells. If you care to sell your 100 shares, I'm prepared to offer you $1,500. Signed, John T. Fleetwood, President Fleetwood Oil Company, Waco, Texas. Holy smokes. How you like that? No good, Andy. Just done swindled me out of $1,500 worth of stock. I know.
Oh, when I was a kid at the age of 3, my old grandpappy took me on his knee. He said, son, don't believe everything that you're told,
'cause it ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so.
The things that you're able to read in a fable,
it ain't necessarily so. No, 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 no. David was small, but oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, David was small, but oh my.
Small fry. He killed big Goliath, who lay down and dieth.
And David was small, but oh my.
No, no,
no, no.
We're just telling you.
Yeah, we're telling you.
Ain't necessarily.
Ain't necessarily.
It ain't so.
It ain't so. Yeah! Jonah, he lived in a whale. Jonah, he lived in a whale.
Now he made his home in that fish's abdomen.
Now Jonah, he lived in a whale.
Moses was found in a stream. Moses was found in a stream.
He floated in water till old Pharaoh's daughter.
She fished him, she said, from a stream.
To get into heaven, no sap or a sailing. If we don't have no fall.
Oh, I take the gospel wherever is possible.
But with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Yeah, Methuselah lived 900 years.
Yeah. But who calls that living?
Why, that can't be living.
To hold out for 900 years.
After preaching this sermon to show.
Now, new 1950 Rinso. It's a year ahead, the greatest development in soap history. New 1950 Rinso has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap. That's right. 1950 Rinso with Solium has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Mr. Carpenter, the new Rinso is absolutely marvelous. It gets my white things so white. Yes, whiter than new. And my gay-colored things, too, are even brighter than when I bought them.
It's true, the sensational whiter washing action of new 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter and brighter than any other soap.
Rinso's so wonderfully safe for all my wash and gentle for my hands.
Get the new 1950 Rinso tomorrow in the same green and yellow package. Now back to Amos and Andy.
Oh, me, I just got to find some way to get that oil stock away from Andy now that it's worth $1,500. Uh-oh, here comes Shorty the barber down. Well, hello there, Shorty.
Yeah, I'll be doggone for that. But look who I you got me hired, Kingsman.
Well, Shorty, look, where is you coming from in such a hurry?
I just went over to my optometrist. He done something to my glasses that improved them 100%.
Oh, that's fine. Shorty, what'd he do?
Oh, he twisted the frame so that now that they fit, he adjusted the bridge over the nose so now I can put he changed the tortoise shell so that goes back at the ear, you know, so that he put lenses in them.
That ought to help a lot. Now, look, Shorty. Look here, I got a big problem of my own. Now, I got to get some stock away from Andy without him getting suspicious. Now, how is I going to get that stock?
Well, you know, Andy keeps all his valuables on the loose plank in the floor of his bedroom. That's most likely where the stock is.
Yeah, but Andy keeps his bedroom locked there. I don't know if I could even get in there to find a loose plank to pry it up there.
Yeah. Look here, Fish, I got an idea. Why don't you spend the night at Andy's, and when he gets to sleep, you can sneak up and get the stock out from under the plank, you see?
Yeah. If he gets to sleep in the bed, I'll get up, and then I'll go over and try to... Oh, that's a great idea, Shorty.
Yeah. But I gotta be running along, Ken. You know, everything looks so different now that I got my glasses fixed.
Yeah, well, the thing I can't understand, Shorty, is how could you wear them glasses for years without no lenses in them?
Well, I tell you, Kingfish, I'm so nearsighted, I couldn't see they was missing.
Well, so like I said, isn't it? Sapphire's done gone to her sister's for a couple of days, so I thought I'd drop over here and spend the night with you, pal, old pal. Keep each other company.
Yeah, well, glad to have you, Kingfish.
Oh, nice to be here with you, old pal.
You is always welcome to my hospitality.
Well, I figured that we could kind of talk a while and then go to bed.
Yeah.
How you been, Andy?
Oh, I've been fine.
Well, that's enough talk. Let's go to bed.
Wait a minute. What you talking about? It's only 7:30.
Only 7:30 here? Yeah. But in London, it's 12:30 a.m. In India, it's 2:30. And in China, it's 4:30.
Holy smoke, we better get to bed. It's almost daybreak.
Yeah, we might as well turn in here, you know?
Yeah, oh, me. You know, it'll feel good to lay down. I went to a wedding today, and they really tires you out.
Yeah, went to a wedding, huh?
Yeah. Let me get my shoes off here. Oh, boy, that feel good. I just got these shoes today.
Yeah, wait a minute. Them shoes don't match, Andy. They're both for the left foot.
Yeah, I know, but you can't be too choosy when you cut them off the back of a car.
You done all right at that wedding, didn't you?
I sure did. I'll be eating rice pudding for the next 2 days, too.
Well, I'll all set you, Andy. Let's hit the hay, what'd you say?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, ain't you taking your clothes off?
No, I don't dare take them off, Andy. It so happens that I was a sleepwalker. When I start walking, I really gets around.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah, I remember one Sunday last April, it really hit me. They found me walking in the Easter parade in my underwear. I made the road of view section and everything there.
Well, at least you're going to take off your shoes, ain't you?
No, Andy, I do a lot of sleepwalking in the alleys, too, and I don't want to get no broken glass and cut my toe or nothing. You know?
Don't cut your foot.
Yeah, well, let me pull down the bedspread, yeah, and get in bed. Say, Andy, what is this pile of chicken feathers at the head of the bed here?
Oh, that's my pillow. Yeah, the casing done split open on me a couple of weeks ago. Don't blow on it there. Don't blow on it.
And look at this torn sheet here. And look here, the stuffing is coming out the mattress. Mm. Andy, I have seen oysters that had better beds than this.
Quit complaining, will you, Kingfish? Now, here. Here's your share of the feathers. Get to sleep.
Okay, Anna, it's time to lay.
Good night, Kingfish.
Night and night, Andy, old pal, old pal. You're really ripping it off, yeah? Just like sleeping down at the railroad track. The new diesel don't make this much noise. Well, I guess he's dead to the world. I can get up now and find that loose floorboard and start snooping around for that stock. Well, I guess it ought to be over here someplace. Ah, I think I done found the board.
Kingfish, is that you over there?
Yeah, just standing up, shaking the wrinkles out of my suit here, Andy. That's all right.
You done woke me up. Well, I'll get back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was really tired.
Boy, that was close. You almost caught me. Well, I'll try it again.
What was that? What was that?
Finally decided to take off my shoes, Andy.
What was that screeching noise?
Shoes a little tight for me.
Wait a minute. Let me turn on the light here. Kingfish, what are you doing? You're down on the floor there on your hands and knees.
Well, so is. I must be a sleep crawler, too. That's what I am.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold everything. That's my oil stock you got in your hand there, too. What is you pulling here?
Well, now, look, anyway, man, now, take it easy. Don't get mad. Look here. I'm making money for you by taking this stock. Now, I'm going to sell this stuff and make $1,500, and we'll split the profit.
Oh, well, if that's the case, why didn't you tell me instead of sneaking around in here?
Yeah, well, I just thought of it while you were sleeping there, Andy, and I didn't want to wake you up.
See,
Andy, the truth of the matter is this stock really belongs to Leroy, my brother-in-law. And while he's in South America, we can sell the stuff.
Yeah, well, that sounds okay to me, Kingfish, but don't your conscience bother you, jipping your brother-in-law like this?
Look, Andy, by the time we sell the stock, Leroy's going to be 3,000 miles away in South America. And, Andy, my conscience just don't reach that far. I tell you this here. As soon as Andy gets to the lodge hall there, we're going down and sell this stock for $1,500. Leroy going to South America? Oh, that was one of the luckiest breaks I ever got. I just can't wait. Well, I guess that's my old pal Andy now. Come in.
Good morning, brother-in-law.
Leroy, what are you doing here?
Well, George, I went down to get on the boat at the pier, and some sailor there was telling me that the part of South America I was going to ain't too good. So I canceled my passage, and I guess I'll go back to California.
Yeah, well, now, that's wonderful. There must be a train out of here any minute. I'll get you a taxi to the station, you see.
Oh, well, I won't leave till tomorrow.
You better let me keep that no-good stock till you get back from California.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that stock. Well, as long as I'm going to stay in the country, I think I'll take it with me. I'll drop back for it this afternoon. See you later, George.
How you like that sneaky Leroy not going to South America? Well, at this point, I has got two choices. One, I can tell him the truth and give him the stock back. And two, well, whatever it is, I'm going to like it better. I know that.
New 1950 Rinso is here. It's ready to use right now. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's a year ahead. 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Yes, Mr. Carpenter, the new Rinso is really amazing. The white things I did with Rinso are whiter than new. My print dresses and the children's play clothes are even brighter. It's true. A Rinso wash is whiter and brighter than new.
It's because of the sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso. 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than new. Whiter, brighter than any other soap.
Yet Rinso is so gentle for my hands, and so safe for all my wash.
Ladies, tomorrow be sure you get the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Well, hello there, Stonewall. I got to see you right away.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. Hi.
Stonewall, look here. I really need your help this time.
Yeah, look like you always come right to me for advice, don't you, Kingfish?
You has always got some clever scheme for me. Mm-hmm. One thing about you, your mind might be twisted, but it's brilliant, Stonewall.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, I go tell you now, Stonewall, the nutshell of my problem is that I done jipped my brother-in-law out of stock worth $1,500.
Brother-in-law, huh? Well, I always say if you gotta jip somebody, you might as well keep it in the family.
Yeah, well, I gonna tell you now, Stonewall, you knowing the legal aspect of all this stuff here, I gonna tell you the story.
Go right ahead.
Well, now, this jip that I done, this was some oil stock that I got away from my brother-in-law, and he give me the certificate, you see, the whole for him.
I see.
With him of all. Now he wants the certificate back. That's what he wants.
He's a nervous cuss, ain't he?
Yeah.
Hey, but look, if it's oil stock, why don't you tell him that the wells went dry and the stock ain't worth nothing no more?
That might do the trick, but he want me to give him the certificate back. You see, the thing I've been telling you about.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Maybe you could tell him that some big Texas cattleman or something wants to buy the property and show Leroy where he can at least get his money out of the stock, see?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I get Andy to help me there. You see, you know, Leroy ain't never met Andy yet.
So he ain't.
Yeah. I'll raise $100 to pay Leroy for the stock, and then I'll be all set, won't I?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, you know, Stonewall, this whole scheme of yours is really a great idea. You know, with your brain and your ability to think fast, I predict that you will go far as a lawyer.
Oh, thanks, Kingfish. But to tell you the truth, see, I think I done gone far as I can go without a license. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the story, Leroy. The Fleetwood Oil Company is now defunct.
Defunct? But a month ago, they was planning on starting drilling.
Yeah, well, I knew what it was, but I just read in the oil magazine called the Oil Digest from Houston that they done hit nothing but dry wells down there.
Well, Kingfish, that don't seem possible.
Oh, hit nothing but dust. The people are sneezing all over Texas from there.
Kingfish, that don't seem possible. Maybe they didn't drill deep enough.
They must have dug deep down there already. They say in the magazine the last time they brung up the drill, they found a trace of chop suey on the thing there. too bad, Leroy. I guess you just have to forget about the stocks.
Oh, well, I think I'll hold on to it. It might be worth something someday.
But now I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Leroy. Because you're my brother-in-law and I'm so crazy about you, I done worked out a better angle for you. I just discovered that there's a big Texas cattleman in town who's buying up the Fleetwood stock. Mm-hmm. He gonna convert the whole oil field into grazing land for cattle, you see.
Well, that sounds interesting, all right.
Oh, yeah, he told me about it, and then I said, why don't you drop by here? And maybe we can get him up as high as $100 for the stock. Hey, wait a minute. I think I hear a pair of bootlegs coming down the hall now. Well, come in if it ain't Lone Star Brown.
Howdy.
Yeah, well, now that the howdy's over here, I think everybody ought to meet everybody else here.
Yeah. Who's the stranger?
Mr. Brown, I'd like to have you meet my brother-in-law, Leroy Smith.
Howdy.
What part of Texas are you from, Mr. Brown?
Well, part, I guess I'm from the northern part, I reckon.
Panhandle, huh?
Yeah, I mooches a buck now and then.
Mr. Brown, I was just telling Leroy here about the proposition that you mentioned to me about this.
Yes, as I understand it, Mr. Brown, you is buying up the Fleetwood oil stock so you can use the land for cattle grazing, eh?
Yeah, Leroy, Mr. Brown was telling me that he started out with a 1,000-acre ranch, but now he got such a big herd down there that the cattle is getting overcrowded, you see.
Oh, yeah. They ain't even got enough room to stampede.
They must really be crowded in there.
Oh, yeah. They all jammed together. Mr. Brown was telling me that he is the only cattleman in Texas that's raising pressed beef right on the hoof. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. I just ain't got enough room. You know, only a couple weeks ago, me and my wife was branding cattle down there. We was all jammed so close together, I put the branding iron on the old lady.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, at least if she ever strays off the property, they'll know who she belongs to.
Well, Mr. Brown, how much are you paying for this Fleetwood oil stock?
Well, I'll give you $100 for it.
Grab it, Leroy. Grab it and grab it quick. It's a great opportunity for you.
Okay, Mr. Brown, it's a deal.
All right, now here's the $100. I'll pick up the stock tomorrow. And if either of you strangers is ever down Texas way, drop in and say howdy.
Oh, howdy, yeah.
Howdy.
Oh, howdy.
Howdy. Howdy. Howdy. Howdy. Howdy. Howdy.
Well, come on, Amos, walk down the block with us here. Yeah, maybe we can get Andy to walk with us, too, there. Come on, Andy, join us, won't you?
Yeah, we really got something to tell you, too. You was talking to two fellas that's going to be rich men by tomorrow.
Yeah, well, listen, fellas, tell me, what is this getting rich all about here?
Well, we pulled off smart manipulations, and we got some stock that tomorrow that we are going to sell for $1,500.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that certainly is wonderful. I'm really happy for you, fellas.
And when I get my share of the dough, I think I'm going to buy your little baby, Amos Andrew, 4 or 5 new rattles. Say, by the way, how is my little godchild anyway?
Oh, she's fine. She's getting better looking every day.
Yeah, well, that's really good news, Emma. Well, boys, I'm going to get on in the house here. Yeah? So long, Emma.
Yeah, well, I'll go on with Amos. I'll see you later, Kingfish.
Yeah, so long, Kingfish.
So long, boy. Oh, man. You know, this is one time that I'm really happy that I has got a goofy brother-in-law. Let me get my key out here. Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, George.
Well, hi there, Leroy. See you all packed up, ready to go to California.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind, Kingfish. I packed myself a little lunch out of the icebox for the trip.
Been in the icebox again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Take everything in there you want, because it so happens that I is way ahead of you right now.
What you mean, brother-in-law?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Goofy. Yeah, really going to open your eyes. You know that Texas cattleman to give you the $100 for that stock was a phony. What you don't know is I got a telegram saying your stock is worth $1,500.
Well, what you don't know, Kingfish, is that stock ain't worth a nickel. I sent that telegram myself.
Oh, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Amos. Speaking for everybody here, we want to tell you that it has been a great joy to bring you this show, and we want to thank you for listening. We take a great deal of pride in trying to bring you the best show we can each week. And honestly, we are very proud of the new Rinso, the product which makes it possible for us to be with you each Sunday. We very rarely ask our audience to do us a favor. Well, let's put it this way. The new Rinso is so wonderful that we're going to ask you, if you will, to go to your store this coming week and buy new Rinso. We assure you that it is everything that Lever Brothers Company says it is. Your purchase of new Rinso will make us all here very happy. Thank you very much. Good night.
And we'll see you next Sunday.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
Yes, doctors proved it.
You are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy. Get Lifebuoy Health Soap right away.
Be sure to listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.